4. Creatures of the Central Universe. There are 7 basic forms of living things and beings on the Havana worlds, and each of these basic forms exists in 3 distinct phases. Each of these 3 phases is divided into 70 major divisions, and each major division is composed of 1,000 minor divisions, with yet other subdivisions, and so on. These basic life groups might be classified as 1. Material, 2. Morontial, 3. Spiritual, 4. Absonite, 5. Ultimate, 6. Co-absolute, 7. Absolute. Decay and death are not a part of the cycle of life on the Havana worlds. In the central universe, the lower living things undergo the transmutation of materialization. They do change form and manifestation, but they do not resolve by process of decay and cellular death. The Havana natives are all the offspring of the Paradise Trinity. They are without creature parents, and they are non-reproducing beings. We cannot portray the creation of these citizens of the central universe, beings who never were created. The entire story of the creation of Havana is an attempt to time-space an eternity fact which has no relation to time or space as mortal man comprehends them. But we must concede human philosophy a point of origin. Even personalities far above the human level require a concept of beginnings. Nevertheless, the Paradise Havana system is eternal. The natives of Havana live on the billion spheres of the central universe in the same sense that other orders of permanent citizenship dwell on their respective spheres of nativity. As the material order of sonship carries on the material, intellectual, and spiritual economy of a billion local systems in a superuniverse, so in a larger sense do the Havana natives live and function on the billion worlds of the central universe. You might possibly regard these Havoners as material creatures in the sense that the word material could be expanded to describe the physical realities of the divine universe. There is a life that is native to Havana and possesses significance in and of itself. Havoners minister in many ways to paradise descenders and to superuniverse ascenders, but they also live lives that are unique in the central universe and have relative meaning quite apart from either paradise or the superuniverses. As the worship of the faith sons of the evolutionary worlds ministers to the satisfaction of the universal Father's love, so the exalted adoration of the Havana creatures satiates the perfect ideals of divine beauty and truth. As mortal man strives to do the will of God, these beings of the central universe live to gratify the ideals of the Paradise Trinity. In their very nature, they are the will of God. Man rejoices in the goodness of God. Havoners exult in the divine beauty, while you both enjoy the ministry of the liberty of living truth. Havoners have both optional present and future unrevealed destinies. And there is a progression of native creatures that is peculiar to the central universe, a progression that involves neither ascent to paradise nor penetration of the superuniverses. This progression to higher Havana status might be suggested as follows. 1. Experiential progress outward from the 1st to the 7th circuit. 2. Progress inward from the 7th to the 1st circuit. 3. Intra-circuit progress, progression within the worlds of a given circuit. In addition to the Havana natives, the inhabitants of the central universe embrace numerous classes of pattern beings for various universe groups, advisors, directors, and teachers of their kind, and to their kind throughout creation. All beings in all the universes are fashioned along the lines of some one order of pattern creature living on some one of the billion worlds of Havana. Even the mortals of time have their goal and ideals of creature existence on the outer circuits of these pattern spheres on high. Then there are those beings who have attained the Universal Father, and who are entitled to go and come, who are assigned here and there in the universes on missions of special service. And on every Havana world will be found the attainment candidates, those who have physically attained the central universe, but who have not yet achieved that spiritual development which will enable them to claim paradise residence. The Infinite Spirit is represented on the Havana worlds by a host of personalities, beings of grace and glory, who administer the details of the intricate intellectual and spiritual affairs of the central universe. On these worlds of divine perfection, they perform the work indigenous to the normal conduct of this vast creation and, in addition, carry on the manifold tasks of teaching, training, and ministering to the enormous numbers of ascendant creatures who have climbed to glory from the dark worlds of space. There are numerous groups of beings native to the Paradise Havona system that are in no way directly associated with the ascension scheme of creature perfection attainment. Therefore, they are omitted from the personality classifications presented to the mortal races. Only the major groups of superhuman beings and those orders directly connected with your survival experience are herein presented. Havona teems with the life of all phases of intelligent beings, who there seek to advance from lower to higher circuits in their efforts to attain higher levels of divinity realization and enlarged appreciation of supreme meanings, ultimate values, and absolute reality.